We'll call the City of Hamburg special meeting proposed budget workshop. Plan a budget for next year. Evidently, you've got some things ready.
Yeah.
Highlighted, circled.
Like tonight, really what I want to go through is just go through the general fund of the budget. Just basically items that are going to affect the overall tax levy. Probably the biggest thing we have to discuss is wish list items, items that we're looking to add into the budget for 2015, which I'll kind of get to, but I'll just do a quick run through of the budget. So if you just go through the general fund budget, page 105, you'll see on the right bottom right corner. Once again, in the budget, I don't have LGA included in there. I don't know if we want to continue with that route. I'm fine with that. I'm continue to track and monitor it. I haven't heard much that up talk, whereas we're not going to receive it.
No.
But I don't know if it would be good to put it in just because we're going to be using that for possible street improvements next year. The one thing with that LGA, it did go up a little bit. So you can see that it went from $72,948 to $74,738. So we got a little bit of an uptake there.
Now the 2014 LGA is put away.
Yeah, that'll just carry over into the next year's budget.
And 2015 LGA was kind of to combine with that one for
street improvements.
The street.
Yep, correct. Other than that, I really didn't make much changes to revenues compared to last year. Other than really the change in the transfer in, which was what we had in last year's budget to help pay for the purchase of a new Bobcat. So otherwise, relatively income and revenues for 2015 are relatively the same. Minus, you know, small uptakes in township fees and a few other things. Actually, what I've noticed over the last 3 years, and I don't know why it is, and I don't know if it's just from the pavilion getting updated in Norwood, you know, Clone open now and Arlington's is done. Seen a downtake in all revenue. As far as expenditures, I'll just run through the general fund here. So go to page 205. One thing increased from 14 to 15 was, mayor and city council wages there. Basically, that really was due to the fact that we increased the special meetings from $25 to $50 a meeting. So there's where the uptake in that is. The other thing, like I said, to consider at last council meeting, we have has to be published by November 3rd. If you're looking at increasing wages for 2015. Some of the other changes, just minor changes I made into meeting and mileage under the municipal clerk. And then also telephone and internet fees, which you can see is almost half when we factor in the fees that we're paying for through Jaguar. Auditing fees went up slightly a little bit for next year. And then as you can see, it's just kind of a general format that I've used. Wages, we won't know until typically around the end of November where we'll be at for wages. The other thing is the same with health insurance and work comp and property and casualty. Usually get those numbers in about October. As you can see in the budget, there's 3% for wages and 10% for work comp, health insurance, and then 5% for property and casualty. And basically where I come about that is what we've paid the last 2 to 3 years, what the uptake has been in those expenses. Move on to the next page, page 3, public safety. Roughly in police protection, about a 1% increase, so I think that's pretty good with maintaining the same number of CSO and the same deputy, and also continue to contribute towards the Southwest Drug Task Force team. Other things, just gas and oil over the few years. Obviously, I think probably the last couple of years we were looking at gas going to $4. I don't know. We can always move that back up, but gas hasn't really, you know, inched towards that $4 mark. So kind of downtaking gas and oil just a bit. Where it'd be more so around that, averaging that $3.50 a gallon mark. But anything can change that too. Probably the biggest thing in the public safety is the Relief Association, the city's contribution. I have yet to receive that from the auditors. That was supposed to be in August 1st. I have talked to Justin and Gary about that. So I don't know what's going on there again. I really think it's time to consider someone else.
Supposedly it was all sent in. I know there's a report on the fire office desk. There was one because Gary laid it on there.
But
check with him. It should be.
Yeah, so I'm still waiting on that. So that's kind of the biggest unknown that really I need here to know, because that can impact the budget. So what I have a punch in there is what last year's contribution was. But so hopefully it's around in that neighborhood. But I'll keep at that and get a hold of that number. As far as public works, no real major changes from last year other than to look at street improvements. Just going off the sheet that our engineers did, basically to kind of do the pavement improvement on Sophia. And that's just pavement. This isn't curb and gutter, but to all of Sophia, from Railroad to Jacob, we'd be looking at $253,000 to $280,000. And I hope to get some more definite, refined numbers by November, because I have met with our engineers and talked about putting something together for Sophia and Jacob. So actually, we'll do them two streets, get numbers for both them streets. What we're looking to do is Jacob, basically kind of from Sophia to, you know, County Road 50 through town here. And then we can look at them too and see which one we can hopefully get one of them in the budget and get done for next year. And roughly what we got is if we take the monies that we have from 14 and 15, and then take the excess monies that we're looking at for the net income as how the budget's set now. If you took all those numbers and put it together, we have roughly about $207,000. The other thing we have, we do have monies set aside in our maintenance funds. So that would be another thing that we can look at to possibly tap into to complete a street project. So that's probably the biggest thing in the whole budget, to be honest, is what we're going to be at number-wise for street improvements for next year. Yeah. And this is taking into mind that we won't be assessing the property owners. It'd just be basically the mill and overlay and staying with our same current policy that way.
Well, one thing, too, if the FD relief, we're looking for an increase. If we grant anything, that'll be in here too then.
Well, if we grant an increase for this year, it'll be effective for the 2015 pension, but won't affect us till the 2016 budget.
Yeah.
So whatever that number from this year's SC form is, it will be for next year. So that's the biggest thing with streets. Going to the next page, parks, kind of relatively the same, no major real adjustments there. And just one thing I want to point out to council, this is kind of, you know, an everyday operating budget without major expenses including or the, what would you call, hopefully not a repeat of 2014 where we've just had weird, odd things happen that you typically don't happen.
I'm going to throw something in here on the park deal.
Mm-hmm.
To offset some of the expenses down there, what would happen if we want to rent out a big building? Winter storage.
Over the winter.
Huh?
Over the winter.
Yeah, for boats or campers, whatever. Because they do it in Waconia at the fairgrounds, so yep. The fair board.
Yep.
I'll talk to Curtie Walters. He wants how they do it. I know you have to have, you know, a certificate that the city isn't liable if,
yeah.
You know.
Insurance.
Right, there'd have to be some legal document
right.
Drafted and signed, yeah.
But what does the council think of that?
As long as we could iron out the details, I guess.
Yeah.
The biggest thing would be is the responsibility, say, I don't know, ice storm caves in the roof and it lands on a 1965 Mustang or something.
Well, that's
you know, the insurance part of it. The,
yeah.
Those
or if they're back in their boat and then they take out a door.
Yeah.
They won't be doing it. It would be either myself or somebody else designated to put them in and take them out. John Q. Public isn't going to get free run to just park it in there as they
that
want.
Would be, yeah. It'd have to be.
It would be supervised.
Yeah.
And the doors hopefully are wide enough to get in and out. But you never know.
Community hall isn't quite enough.
Well, that was a, yeah. So just, what does the council think? I don't know, I'll proceed with it. If you don't, I won't.
Doesn't hurt to check it out.
You know, and I can bring it back maybe at next meeting or something.
When's the latest we typically have that thing rented out?
September.
And the release is probably
like October 15th.
No,
like the earliest in the beginning of the year.
Maybe end of April, but
6 months.
Usually, don't they?
Yeah.
That depends on the weather. They might use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So April 1st or something.
Yeah.
Be on.
Towers
we don't see
worth it
in, in October. Sometimes get one in September.
You can get 3-4 boats, up to $1,000, $1,000, $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you can get
I would say
word of mouth. And
yeah, because you just block it off October to April 1st.
Yeah.
October 1 to April 1st, and then we just won't take no rentals after that.
Boats or cars or whatever, you know.
I'll check into it.
I don't think it hurts.
Just can be anything.
Yeah.
Like boats or something.
It doesn't have to be that one is greedy. Just to be comparative and offer it at its cost.
Yeah. There's a facility there. Might as well use it.
Well, I'll find out a little more. Sorry to go off track, but it's part of this. So.
Mm-hmm. Same with the hall. Same concept as the park with the community hall. No major changes there. As far as the transfers, the whole kind of keeping with the same concept there, transferring, you know, water to the wall, to the water fund and then to the sewer.
Are the roof repairs for the hall going to be covered by the $3,500, or do we need to make that more?
Well, he's had cold insulation out, but I haven't gotten any pricing yet. And one of the things I'll go through is I'll just go through the budget quick, and then I'll go through some wish list items, which that would be one of them.
Yeah.
Also along with that park would be the re-roofing the open shelter, and then I'll come back to these items that we need to look at looking in, and then any items that the council wants to get added to the budget or put on the wish list.
Well, like I said, I was just kind of thinking that if, you know, it's going to cost a lot, it's going to take up the whole budget for the year. So.
Right, I definitely have that in the back of my mind, and I have a footnote on the computer here for that. But, you know, so overall, keeping it at that, taking in mind none of the items on the wish list there or anything, you know, is about $30,800 that we'd have a surplus of. But like I've said, too, factoring that in, that $30,000 of surplus I've factored into, you know, for that $207,000 of monies we'd have available for street improvements. far as capital purchase funds, I mean, they're really self-explanatory. The only thing really to consider would be is if we were looking to add more monies from the general fund into these accounts for future purchases, which would be kind of a wish list item. Debt service, I think, is kind of self-explanatory itself. Also, tonight I'm not going to go into the water, sewer, and stormwater. Next meeting we'll touch base on those funds and their impact on the 2015 budget. But really tonight what I want to consider is the last page here, the budget items. And probably the big things to consider is under general government buildings, one thing I think we need to get an estimate and look at here too is there must be a flashing issue on this building also. And what we have is water coming in through the roof somewhere where the buildings meet here, where this portion meets the fire hall. And it's running down the beam and along the wall. And if you go in the women's bathroom after the meeting, you can take a look and see that that wall is just basically deteriorating from water running down that wall.
We
had it fixed once, and now obviously it wasn't just that. So we have a water issue there. And I think I've had a couple of people look at it, and they think it's a flashing issue. So I'd like to get an estimate on to redo the flashing there.
Maybe call Loss from Green Isle. They specialize in steel buildings.
Yeah, I think Kip was here.
Is the tin? Did that tin ever get straightened out? The tin that's put on wrong?
Oh, no. That's what needs to, where they think that and some flashing is what needs to be redone here. Yeah, exactly. One of the other things to consider, we did have it in this year's budget, walk behind snowblower if we still want to purchase. But that $1,000 is in this year's budget, so that's something to consider yet for this year. Or we can push it off to next year or not need it. Greg said it would be nice to have. The snowblower attachment, which I don't know, that's debatable. The only thing really, the wish list item that Greg kind of gave me is he'd like to have a 78-inch land plane, which is basically a leveling bar. That was roughly about $1,300. So that come in works very nice for doing the alleys, ball fields. So it's kind of nice to have for when he has to level the ball fields and the alleys.
Is that attached to the Bobcat then? Is that an okay?
Yeah. But if we look on Craigslist, there's a lot of.
Well, I think you probably feel, this is brand
I know.
New. This is probably high end.
Right. We could find one.
Yeah, so we could probably find one half that price. Or. As far as fire department, the biggest things there is I've talked with them, and it sounds like the relief, that's up to almost 98% funded now, so it sounds like fire department funds are doing very well. So we've always had that in there about additional contribution, and the reason that was in there was kind of to get the fire department up to that 100% funded, but I think the relief has managed to do a good job with handling the numbers there. So I'm hoping to have a report on that at the next council meeting. Other things, I've kind of got some ballpark figures here for what Justin brought up at the last meeting. And what they were looking at is gear, basically a set of gear is $2,000. What they'd like to see, instead of having to purchase 32 sets of gear in whatever year, but if we could just three and three and three and three each year, you know, that's way about $6,000. So he's looking to see about $6,000 added to his budget for fire department gear. Ear packs, this is a high end number, but for the 15 sets that they would need, which would be the ear pack units, the ear packs themselves, and the mask, actually, it would be two ear packs. So 15 sets. $7,500. So we're looking at $113,000 to replace all them. And I believe that is 2019. And then the radios. Oh, like we said, $4,500. To me, it seemed like the radios were good yet. So I don't know that maybe is that on an as-need basis
that's
or something.
Exactly. As needed.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go.
We're not just going to
purchase new radios at, you know, 30 of them at $4,500. That's a
if it works, that'd work.
Do five a year or something like that? Or
well, like we said, well, as needed,
I think. I think as needed, really. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Five a year, that's still a lot of money.
Yeah. It's still $20,000.
$25,000 or $30,000. $22,000. That's a lot of money. There were 500 people there.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, they're $4,500 a piece?
A piece.
Yes. Oh, I thought that was for all 27. I was like, no. Okay.
Hey, you got to come up.
No.
21st century, man.
A piece. Yeah, there it's.
Do you change?
I remember he was talking about that they doubled in price over the past 2 years or whatever it was.
Does that change your attitude?
What's that?
Does that change your attitude?
Yeah, a little bit.
Very spendy. All this stuff is spendy, and it's kind of odd to me how they can mandatory or supposedly make you do it.
I mean, to me,
you look at the cities or some of these that are making, what was it? It was on TV last night, I don't know which one, 5,000 calls a year of certain fire departments. Now, how many times do they use their air packs and whatever compared to what we do out here? Granted, the age factor is there, but look at the use factor. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they're wore out. A lot of this stuff, we've done it in the past. We're supposing it's not any good here, but you can give it to a different country or even a different city or town in a different state, and it works.
Well, and the other thing too is that fire departments now, they're responding to more medicals and PI accidents than they are fires, because the fire number of fire calls is down substantially.
Fire prevention is better.
Yeah, so that's why you're seeing fire departments roll to all medicals and stuff now.
So
you're not using the equipment. I mean, you're
a lot of it.
Yeah.
So that. I don't know.
I think it'd be tough to just, you know, even just to take one of them line items and just throw it in the budget. I think it would kill a lot of other improvements and repairs and maintenance engine items that are needed.
Fire engine, $600,000. Them too.
What's that?
They want one of them too. Fire engine or new fire pumper.
Air
pumper. That's $600,000.
I mean,
did we dig that gold mine yet? Or
it's not? All very spendy stuff.
Yeah. And I realize they need that stuff, but they also got to realize we're only 500 people here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of towns that are less than us.
Yeah.
How are they going to? You know, but they're surviving. You know, they don't have all the grandest and the newest. If it works.
Hamburg is fortunate. They've got quite a bit of stuff for a small town.
Yeah. They've got good stuff yet.
Yeah.
Just, you know, years.
Yeah.
Whatever. We can ponder this a little bit more until next Tuesday night.
Yeah, so it just kind of gives you an idea of where we're at there. So the estimated cost there is for each. So for gear, I'll add in there that we need 32 sets. And then it's 2,000 per set. Air packs, we're looking at 15 sets at 7,500. Radios, 27 radios at 4,500.
I can't imagine an air pack is $7,500.
Well, I believe what it was is that's two air packs, air pack holder or what, and the mask. Which to me seems just, I don't know, all this seems crazy. Even the radios at $4,500, it's like, you know, you can buy a Samsung or an iPhone, and they seem to, you know, I mean, $4,500. I look at it, it's just a phone, and I look at the equipment in that, and it's so small that how's that $4,500, and I go buy a TV for $500, and that's a lot more components in it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so I guess I'm just trying to get that around my head too.
Yeah,
why
no,
they're so expensive?
It's really hard to
didn't the radios weren't they going to be, so that would go over their phone, you could patch it on their phone? Do they need the radios yet?
Oh yeah, you still put communication at scenes or between departments.
I think we were talking about the pagers.
Yeah, and they've got that, Steve, so that when they get a fire call
it goes out to their
phone, and it gives them location and where the fire.
You can't really, where this 800 megahertz, say you're in a dead zone, 800 megahertz is going to work, most likely, versus cell phone and drop calls and all those issues.
Let's ponder that a little.
So really, in checking with the chief, that these were the items he had as far as the regular budget. Street fund, of course, what we've gone over, the big thing is Sophia Avenue and Jacob Street, the improvements needed there. Really, I haven't put too much more thought into streets because that pretty much eats up, that's almost half the budget. Parks, only real thing to discuss is one of the things I was looking at. We talked about part-time help. I just made some notes here. So part-time help for 2015. Basically what I was looking at probably just May to August, and I think we're just basically kind of looking for mowing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought is if we did that for 17 weeks, times if you pay $10, I don't know if council had any thoughts on just the ballpark, area there. So
did Greg talk to you about the guy that he knows that said that he's, right now he's a school teacher, but during the summer he puts in irrigation systems. And
yeah, he's told me of a couple of people that have shown interest.
And so he said that he would do that like.
But unfortunately, we're still going to have to go through the process of hiring someone. It's not just okay, I will pay you $10.
Why? I don't understand why we just can't.
Because of veteran preference laws, governments are just bound to that veteran's preference. And I agree with you, Dick. I agree with you.
Even with part-time?
Yes.
Just, to help?
Yeah.
It's not a structured
job. Unless you can find me a lawyer that tells me otherwise. I mean, if you guys want to do it that way, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, since Steve sat through this, it's just...
Can't do it as a subcontractor?
Oh, you
even
could do it that way.
Subcontractors get veterans' preferences and all the, and civil service preferences and things like that. That's the way the government operates.
I mean, you can do subcontracting, but how's that work? You're going to subcontract it out to someone else, but they're going to use city equipment.
Subcontracting the person. I
can look into it some more.
It's easier to get forgiveness sometimes than permission. If we need the help, to me that would be just like if we get a big rainstorm and we need extra help to do something there. If the grass is getting away, that's an emergency, we do it.
But I'll look into it.
Sorry, I just think different.
I'll look into it some more. But what I was thinking is just to relieve Greg at 17 weeks, at 10 hours a week, times $10 is, $1,700. I'm just trying to get a ballpark of what we want to throw in there for part-time help. And then with being an employee with fees or everything, you probably got to round that up to $2,000. Once you figure it in, you got to pay your Social Security and yada, yada, yada.
That won't affect the insurance for, like, workman's comp or something?
It won't be that much.
Okay.
Really. I mean, it'll impact it a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Because that's work comp's figured on salaries for each area. That's what they go off. They use a formula based on our salaries. So our salary going $2,000, so that might go up a little bit, other thing to consider is the, we talked about soft and fascia for park area buildings and then re-roofing the open shelter. So I think that's something that has to be done. Dan Edwards, Elfke is supposed to be getting an estimate for us on that. So they were probably looking at least $5,000.
That much? That much?
That's high end, I'd
say. Yeah, that's high.
Okay.
That's high end. I always look at
worst. You're right.
You know, And really, it's going to depend on what type of shingles you want to put on there.
Yeah.
What type of roof. So, yeah, so it's probably something there that I think we have to get done. The soffit and fascia would be nice, but I don't think it's a, you know, requirement. But that roof is going to need to be redone.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're going to have water getting under there, and then we're going to have to redo the whole roof.
Yeah. It would be nice to do it in steel, but I know shingles are going to be cheaper.
Yeah. And that's 30 years. None of us will have to worry about it again.
Exactly.
I mean, most of the shingles now are like 40-year, which means you get 30 out of them. But so you put good shingles on there, should be good for the next group of council members. So then would be some of the items I would look at, you know, adding in there. Like I was saying, going with that $5,000, that's kind of the soffit fascia and the re-roof, you know. So then we're kind of some numbers. But, you know, I'll give some more definite numbers. And like I said, as we're going along, this is where the discussion's open to council of other things they want done, anything within the city. Any improvements they think we need to look at, make, or even just to add to the wish list so they're on here. As far as hall, I mean, the big thing we got there at the hall is, you know, the roof, obviously, and the city
mold,
shop.
The mold downstairs is a big thing, yeah.
Them are the two big ones.
That we don't have any figures either, so.
No, and I don't have no figures there, so.
I see.
But I would like to have them done this year. So they probably would affect the 14 budget more so than 15.
Time is scooting by.
Which were, I'm hoping, we had a surplus of about $30,000 last year. I'm hoping that can cover these expenses. So that way we kind of would still, we'd still be good. Because the main thing I look for is that we remain, keep that 6 month cash flow. And if that $30,000 would cover it, we'd still be good. Well within the means of cash flow needs.
I see in the park here you've got a buyback program for the lawnmower. I think we skipped last year. Was it last year we put a new motor on it or something, wasn't it?
Right. We talked about it.
Okay. Now,
Greg said, I've talked to him about that and he's...
Okay. I was just going to say, what does he think? Once it goes to hell, there you're set. Now you got to fix it.
But I'm going to say he's a little more maintenance inclined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, that's what I mean. That's why I asked.
That's where I was going to go. Right. I think Greg will keep it and maintain it. Where when you have somebody handy like him, I don't think you need to train it in every 2 years. To be honest.
No, because if there's a little thing that can get into a big thing, it will be handled while it's a little thing. Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I'm just asking because I know last year. Was it last year, year before, the motor went to kapoop on it, put a new motor on?
That was a warranty issue.
Okay. But now it's time. Are we going to do that or not? I know we had talked about when we bought it that time. I know it's quite a bit of money. I know that.
I guess I'm confident in Greg's skills. I mean, it's very nice to have someone as mechanically inclined as Greg is.
And that's good, and that's why I'm asking, because I know he's taking better care of it than previous.
And I guess Greg would be the one who knows best of all.
Know what condition it's in.
Yeah.
So I'll double check with Greg on it. His thoughts.
Where that would fall as far as, you know, how we talked mentioned last year or earlier this year about using that lot down there to maybe have it so people could actually have gardens that yards aren't conducive. I don't know how much cost to get that set up would be, but
what I'm hoping is to go through the SHIP grant again to get them SHIP monies, which we talked about. Yeah. That was one of the things that brought up, which I think we could probably get monies and get some up and running versus the other projects we kind of had were big dollar items where we probably weren't going to get the funding. Because one of the things I wanted to look at with that SHIP monies is getting that up and running, community garden, which we've talked about, and then some, you know, street signs and crossings for the park. I guess them would be my priority things as far as the SHIP monies, if we can get SHIP monies through that. because I think it would be nice and beneficial to get a, you know, a crossing in there from kind of an apartments area.
Yeah, it was there.
Right.
Yeah.
And yep. If you want, I talked to them and I forwarded the emails that I got from the county engineer as to why they're not putting them back. So I'd like to try to work something in that we could get something put back there.
What? What was the reason?
I can't remember. I'd have to look up the email or something.
Well, a kid got hit there.
I know, and that's exactly why.
Little Joey, he was 3 years old or something like that.
I know the guy called it. You know. But that's why I think it's important there. And even more so, them apartments are, you know, constantly full now, whereas a few years ago they were kind of empty, but yeah. It's a lot more traffic.
The only
there
thing
now
is you can have all the white lines on the road.
You're right. That don't stop an accident, no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it would tend to.
But at least we're covering our
right
portion of it.
Maybe we can get one of those yellow flashing light signs.
There you go.
$2,000.
We want it. Put that down.
Sorry. You know I have to do that.
I know, but $2,000. That's a budget item for streets and partners.
It's a county road, the county can pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's red or yellow, as long as it's flashing.
I think it's just like flashing lights.
As long as it's not behind you.
No, right. All right.
All right. Sorry, off the bat. Back to...
How many tables do we have left to convert at the hall?
If we do it one more time, then we'll kind of have them all
converted.
Yeah.
And that's what, 22?
Yep. Then we'll have all white tables.
That should be nice.
Yeah, and then we can get rid of all them
older tables.
Yes. Yep.
Easier to set up, easier to take down.
Not even no comparison.
Yeah.
So, about this hall, I know right after I was elected, I talked to you at by various things. And one thing you said is that one particular year, that hall lost $12,000.
Every year it does. And I mean, so when you look at expenses versus the revenues coming in.
Say in the last 5 years, how much money has that hall, I mean, rough, you know, $12,000 times five, does that make sense?
$60,000?
$60,000 to
$80,000,
I'd say.
I mean, so, and then we're going to take and put another $50,000 or $60,000 into something that's already costing us $60,000 or $80,000, losing $60,000 or $80,000? I guess I don't quite see the logic unless I'm
well,
really
well the
that
shop you need.
Pardon?
You know what I mean? The shop you need.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you buy another area, right? You have to agree on that. So of that 30 to 50 or whatever we have to put into it, I'm sure the majority of that money is going to be the shop, you know, for the mold issue there.
You know, it's a city, what do you want to call it?
Landmark.
Well, or you got to treat it like a park or get rid of it. And
and I understand that, but I'm just wondering, you know, are we pouring sand down a rat hole that, you know, we're never going to get back? I understand that, you know, Greg needs a place to work, but I understand that this UFG company is basically moving out of town,
UFC.
And all those buildings are going to be available.
Something I have my eyes and ears open to.
Pardon?
That's something I have my eyes and ears open to.
But you know, I realize that there's a lot of emotion attached to that community hall up there. But I think as a council, somehow we got to get the word out to the people that, you know, your taxes are going to go up because we have to fix this thing. You know, and I think the citizens should have some sort of input. You know, and so if you know half the citizens say, "Yeah, we want to spend the money," you know, I guess that's what you do. If half of them say, "Wait a minute, no, we don't want to do that," I think you got to listen to those people too.
Well, if you factor everything in, as far as from wages to improvements, all OEM type items, you can see we're averaging about $35,000 a year, and the hall's bringing in anywhere from $10,000 to $13,000. So you can do the math there.
Yeah.
So is your thought then if we didn't repair the hall that we would find a different location and put a new hall in place? Or
I don't know. You know, it depends what UFC wants to do with the buildings that they've got. You know, apparently they're going to sell them all from what I've heard. and they're all above ground, and they're all in better shape, and they don't have mold, and you know, maybe that's a better way to go.
So we spend $200 instead of $13. I mean, that's kind of
no,
because it doesn't make any sense to me.
You look at the long-term bond.
But over time, over a 10-year period, would you be better off? That's what I think what you're
saying. Yeah, exactly.
You know, okay.
For a 10-year period, you're still talking $130,000 versus $200,000. That's still a large difference.
And it's, you know, it's in a part of the town. It's, you know, I'll figure, too, how many benefits if it's, you know, somebody who's got a medical thing or the Lions or the fire department or how many things it's given away free just for the sake of, you know, goodwill, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Mayor, I'm not suggesting we do one thing or the other. I'm just bringing up some points.
Well, dollars, yes.
Basic. And I think this is a major decision. It's a major amount of money. And I think, I don't know if you do a, put it on the ballot or however you do it, but I think we as
too
a
late.
Council...
It's too late for this year.
Well, I mean, but somehow we have to get the word out. Time.
Or, you know, maybe what we'll do is have a town hall meeting
about
the issue if you really want to press it.
If we,
is to have an open public meeting, not a public hearing, but just a public meeting to get citizens' input.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll have another Save the Hall Fund fundraiser. How many years ago was that?
Isn't that why
people elect government officials just to actually take care of that stuff because they don't want to? I mean, we make the decisions, not them.
Yeah, but I still think, you know, make something major like that, Bob. I think
people should be up here
talking
tonight,
right.
The budget meetings, the, you know, truth and taxation, kind of letting the public officials know how they want their tax money spent, too, you know. So I see the point, but yet it's been brought up before is all I'm going to say.
Surprisingly, Jeremy, there would be more people at a meeting for that city hall than people for tax money here.
But if we went ahead and spent on, I'm just supposing this, but if we went and spent, you know, committed all the money to have that thing redone, and the people's taxes, you know, went up 4 or 5 or 6% to pay for that, whatever the number is, you know, I think you'd have a lot of people storming it. So I think we're trying to stave off that stampede by at least letting them know what's going on and giving them a say.
Well,
how would their taxes go up? We don't have a city tax.
The taxes go up to pay for the city expense.
Yeah, tax levy.
I just think we have to let them know.
Are we talking about using the existing monies in the budget?
For right now.
So there wouldn't be a tax implication at all?
No, not at this point.
No.
I guess let's see what the dollars come in.
Only if you got rid of it, found another building, and you were saving money, that there'd be a tax implication.
I guess part of it, too, is as an elected official, I think we have our own duty as well to go out and proactively say, hey, this is something we're thinking about doing through the budget process. You know, talk to those who live around you or live in the area and that.
And that's basically what I'm saying, Chris, is let the people know, you know, what's on the table and what the options are. And if we as a council decide to do that, you know, your taxes are going to probably go up. And if we've got $30,000, well, why not put that in the bank? Maybe that's a better place for it. Or not take all of it and spend it for the hall or any place else. And just because you've got a bunch of surplus in the bank doesn't mean we have to spend it.
No, I don't disagree with you there. I'm just saying that my thing is that if we start reducing the number of buildings and services that we do provide, then you can pretty much board this up and this will become the next bond art. And that's really what we come down to.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to provide a building where people can rent it out, even if it is at a loss. You know, like it was already said, we got to treat it like a park. It's not something that everybody's going to make money off of.
Even this building, you can look at it that way.
Yeah.
Providing offices for your employees, and we're not making money. Yeah, so it's a tough one.
Yeah, with governmental budgets, putting money in the bank isn't a good idea because they'll just take it back from you the next time. They'll cut your budget by $30,000 the next year. Like, this gets submitted to the county. If the county sees we're saving $30,000, they're not going to give it to us.
Well, let's see when sort of dollar figure comes in.
Do you have any idea when that might be?
What's that? What?
There's figures for fixing some of the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can we light a fire under some of these so we got some numbers?
Well, you have to light a fire under Greg after he gets the ponds done, I'd say. I know that's his next priority, but the ponds are his priority right now, and he's just finishing the ponds.
We just talked about this at the meeting. Yeah. The first thing is the drains. You got to get that done
get
first.
Drain corrected, and then have them come in and give an estimate on that.
I'm just kind of looking, you know, for budgeting.
Right, yeah.
What
it would be nice. Yeah.
And Greg has been working on it. Mm-hmm. I know that. So, but the thing is, he's basically has a full-time job right now with them ponds.
Yeah, that's got to be.
I can show you some before and after pictures, and the work he's done is about a summer's worth of work in a month. And he has put a ton of time into them ponds.
Well, they got to be corrected. This is right. Something that.
So I know that's his next priority item.
We got umpteen years of no attention out there, trying to get it done as quick as one can. Shall we move on?
Yeah, so the only other things I was going to point out, like capital projects, what we have in the budget, which we've continued to do, is add $2,000 to the community center, $2,000 for handicap park bathrooms. We have $5,000 that we put away for city equipment replacement fund, which can be for any piece of equipment. It's not earmarked for one specific item. And same with city maintenance fund. We put away $5,000 a year for that. So them are items we can look to continue to put in. Them are items we can take out, too, if we feel we need extra monies to help fund something else in the budget.
How much is in any of these accounts?
And I can pull that up.
I mean, I can see $5,000 a year, but how many years have we maybe got from accumulation?
All right, and I'll get a breakdown of that. But right now, what we roughly have is like we have a City of Hamburg savings CD set up. At the end of this year, we will have roughly about $114,000 in equipment replacement fund, $62,000 in the city maintenance portion of it, $12,000 in there for community center, community hall reservations. We have $6,600. The park bathrooms, $4,000. I think we just started that last year. So, you know, and then there's $2,000 of interest. So we have, you know, about at the end of the year, about $182,000.
So. City maintenance fund, you said about 60-some thousand.
Yes.
And if we would have their 30,000 reserve, still nothing is affecting taxes.
Correct. You know, if we use that money to...
Yeah. We can accomplish a lot, probably.
Yeah. And plus, like I said, we had a $30,000 surplus at the end of 13. So I feel that and some of these monies can cover to take care of those things without having a major impact on this year or next year's budget. Like I said, the bottom line, the big thing you always got to worry about is make sure you have a six-month cash flow. And the reason for that is because basically we receive 90% of our money every 6 months through taxes.
What was Justin saying the other night about adding on to the fire station?
Well, and that's what the community center addition fund is.
Right.
Where at the end of this year, we'll have $12,000 in there. Which, just a drop in the bucket, really.
Architect fee.
Right, yeah. That might cover the engineering
fees. It's a start.
But it's a start that we have. So it's not something we thought of. But really, what we've looked at doing, we're probably looking at $100,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think this building was built for $89,000 back in
89. Yeah.
You know, and maybe you can get away cheaper and skim or something, but still, we're looking at, you know, $50,000 to $100,000, and ultimately, where's that money coming from? I mean, really, either you got to go into your, you know, reserves or increase taxes. I mean, we don't have much other options here. We can't add fees or increase fees.
City offices are going to go in one of the old farm supply buildings.
Yeah.
I believe at the mayor's office.
I don't care where I go.
I think
it's closer.
So. You know, there's, like I said, the biggest thing for me anyways when I do things is you got your wants, you got your needs. That's the biggest thing you have to decipher in setting a budget.
Yep.
I mean, really, the sky's the limit for you, but you have to remember, you reach for the sky, and it's then you will have an audience.
And you get attention.
All right. So the key is I think we have a streak of 4 years of not increasing taxes. Considering the times, you know, that
might be more than that.
Well, it's probably inevitable because 1% is probably what, about 4,000.
Yeah.
You know, so what was Norwood's last year? 8?
13.
13.
Mm, yeah.
You know, so.
And they're projecting that again this year, I think.
Somebody got hit by it. Huh?
So you just figure, you know, if it was, you know.
So like for this.
10 times 8.
For the. Like I said, we have till end of September now, which is kind of nice. It gives us a little extra time in case we need to get some items. But the key here is to remember is that if there's something you thinking of doing, throw it in there. If we're like, yeah, that ain't going to happen until 2018, then let's not worry about it. But if there's things we think we need to get in the budget this year, to get it in now so we can set our proposed levy. Because the bottom line is some of you already know, and maybe some are aware of it, but when you set your proposed budget at the end of September, you set your final budget, you can't go higher than that. So that's the key. I mean, if we want to put in 20%, we put in 20% to cover all the things we think we want to get done. But then when we get to the final budget, and we say, and we really don't want taxes to be more than 5%. So then we sit down and say, what does 5% give us? And now we got to go through our items and prioritize. So, I mean, I try to keep it simple. You know, it's no different than, you know, like I always use the analogy, we'd all love to have a Mercedes, but my checkbook says no.
Checkbook says you're getting a Hyundai.
Exactly.
Well, this will give you something to think about for a week here now. If there's anything else that comes up,
yeah, so if there's anything that's not on this wish list, one, anything on the wish list you want in the budget, two, anything you want to add to the wish list and just to have on the wish list or to add in the budget. So these are the items to think of. I really rely on council and other staff to help out because I don't remember everything. So if there are things you can think of, we talked about the year that we missed, that I didn't get on the wish list, let me know. Call me, email me, just let me know a quick thing. Hey, what about this? And I'll get it on there.
Well, even like Greg, you know, he's new at it. We purchased a lot of stuff
this year
already, you know, of needs there.
We may need to have a contingent fund with him as he goes through the ropes here.
The big thing is using
it. Well, yeah, that's why.
You could have all the new stuff you want, but it's not being used. It's going to last a long time.
There was one thing last year that if we had, we probably would use it, was a salter for salt on the road. We talked about that last year, about buying one of those things from the back of the pickup and salting it.
I thought we just wanted Brad to put more salt down because he wasn't doing
it. He wasn't doing it, and if we had one, we would have done it.
I think maybe,
it's cheaper to rent them than have our own equipment and maintenance with salt and rust.
I know, but he never done it for. We're almost at his mercy because he didn't do it for a week or it was longer. Dick, you were involved with that.
That was a deal too, where we maybe didn't make ourselves real clear what we wanted.
Well, I think we just when we do the snow plowing contract this year, we address that issue at that time. I think.
And I have to say, he always kind of looks out for the city as for spending our money.
I know, but I mean, it just didn't happen last year, and I thought we had talked about.
And I thought we made it very clear that we wanted salt.
Yeah, and I thought we had.
And we were just fighting it all the way.
Thinking about purchasing one of them fiberglass or plastic hoppers that you put in the back of the pickup and drive around the streets, and you spread it on the intersections, you know.
Like Jeremy said, maybe just put it in the contract.
Do we send out requests for proposals for snow plowing, or do we just automatically have Brad do it?
No, we've always just gone with Millet's.
No.
If that's something you want to do, we need to do it, like, now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not suggesting we do that. I was just asking.
Yeah. No, but typically we've just renewed with Miller's.
And the pricing has always been right in the ballpark or less. And plus we get a lot of freebies, too, with stuff. So
I mean,
a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Because I know there was sometimes he went and put salt down, we didn't get a bill for it.
No, it's something to bring up. Got to bring it up, that's all.
Done.
Got 3 minutes before we got to either adjourn or we'll have to recess for the emergency meeting.
I don't think that we really have to recess. I think we got it pretty well covered.
I'm going to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, second to adjourn the budget meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.